I wanted to discuss the Shita Sarash between Rov Chazaka Vitartu L'Reisa. The sugya in the beginning of that test went out. Omer Rav Elazar, Omer Pes Pesach Matzasi Nemun La'Usra Lav. The Maskanas HaGemara is that it's talking about a woman with is only a Bas Chadis Feka, either Eishas Kohen, where the only Savik is Tachtov or Eino Tachtov, because even Onis Aser is by Eishas Kohen, or we're talking about Eishas Yisrael Puchus Mivas Gimel, where the only Savik is Onis or Ratzon, not Tachtov or Eino Tachtov. Now, when you only have these two women, Eishas Kohen and Puchus Mivas Gimel, so there's only Chadis Feka, so she's a surah when the Baal says Pesach Pesuach Matzasi. So the Rush in Simon Yud Ches says, since there's only Chad Sveika, the reason why she's a surah is because of Sveika Daraisa L'Chumra. It says, of Eishas Yisrael, Shekitsha Viya Yisera Gimel Shem V'Yom Echad. Here it is, sorry. We have to have like chad sveika, savik onis, savik ratzon, sveika de raisa lechumra. So in a chanam, it sounds like it's only a savik. We don't know if pechus mivas gimel was it onis or ratzon, or it's just kohen. We don't know if it was taktav or eno taktav. It blabs a savik, sveika de raisa lechumra. However, if you take a look at Tosos, Dibur Maskil Lo Tzricha, here's the following kasha. We have Ishas Kohen. So we have one suffix, whether it was tachtav or eno tachtav. So es tosos him tomer v'nukma aches kasa sheikasher l'kahuna v'nema the lav tachtav zin. So why not go with the cheskas kashrus? The cheskas kashrus says that she's muteris the kohen, and therefore the chazaka should tell us that she was nivela shelo tachtav. So why is she a sura? And to tosos v'ishlomer the other rabbi eson lememer the hashta nivela the ukma cheskas aguf. So those answers connected the Cheskas Kashrus, you have a Cheskas Aguf. The Cheskas Aguf tells you that she was Nivela Tachtav, and therefore she's Asura. So, Adai Nish Lodin, what does Tosas mean? Does Tosas mean, on the one hand you have a Cheskas Kashrus telling you that it was Nivela Shalot Tachtav, on the other hand you have a Cheskas Aguf telling you it was Nivela Tachtav, Ukma Chazaka connected Chazaka, so Vaiter Sfega Darai Sil Chumra, because we have a stalemate. Or does Tosas mean, from the other Rava, that the Cheskas Aguf is Machriya Keneged the Cheskas Kashrus, and therefore she's a Surah V'Teras Vaday. So, the way that the Pnei Yeshua learns, and other Achronim also, the Prima Gadim also learns like this, is that Tosas is Misparish Aderach Tosas later on Daf Ayin Hei. And Daf Ayin Hei Mubeis, the Gemara is discussing the following. If you have a woman who after Kedushin, after Nisun, the Baal finds that there's Mumin, and we don't know if she had the, and he wants to tie that there's a Mekachtos. We don't know if she got the Mumin beforehand, before the Baal went through with the Kedushin, therefore you have a Mekachtos, and there's no Kedushin, or maybe she got the Mumin afterwards, and it's Tachfas today, you can't tie a Mekachtos after the Kedushin. So, who has to bring the Raya? So the Gemara says, this is Tali Rachlokets, Rabban Gamliel, and Rabbi Yeshua, whether or not the Cheskas Aguf is all different than the Cheskas Mumin. If you hold a Rav Gamliel that her Cheskas Aguf telling you that she got the Mumin later is older from the Cheskas Mumin of the husband that's chayav to pay ksuva, so then the Baal has to bring the Raya. He has to prove that she got the Mumin afterwards, that she had the Mumin beforehand to Tana Mekachtos. Otherwise, the Cheskas Aguf of the girl tells you that she got the Mumin after the Kiddushin, and that beats the Cheskas Mumin of the Baal. And if you assume, like Rabbi Yeshua, that the Cheskas Mumin is older from the Cheskas Aguf, then the Baal's in the driver's seat, his Cheskas HaMamon wins, and therefore she has to prove that she didn't have the Mumin beforehand, she only got the Mumin afterwards, and it's Tachva Sadeh. So the Gemara says, it's not pshat that Rabbi Yeshua doesn't follow Cheskas Aguf at all, rather, he just holds that Cheskas Mumin is odif from Cheskas Aguf. And the Gemara proves it from the case of Tumah Vatara. So Tosas asks, Divar Maschil Aval Heicha, what's going on? We have a suffix, when did this girl get the Mumin? If she got the Mumin before the Kiddushin, Mekachtos, and if she got the Mumin afterwards, Nistach v'sadeyu, and we assume that there's a good kiddushin. So without the cheskas mamon, the Gemara says everybody agrees that you have the cheskas aguf telling you that there would be a good kiddushin, telling you that she got the mumen afterwards, at the last possible second after the kiddushin. It's only because of the cheskas mamon, Rabbi Yeshua says that there's a mekach tos. So Tosa says, what's the chiddush? A cheskas aguf against nothing? That's the chiddush of the Gemara. Without the cheskas mamon, Rabbi Yeshua says you follow cheskas aguf. Okay, everybody agrees that there's a parsha of chazak in the Torah. What's the chiddush of the Gemara that a cheskas aguf beats nothing? So Tosa says that it's really not beating nothing. Even connected the cheskas aguf here, telling you that you have a good kiddush and telling you that she got the mumen afterwards, that's going against the cheskas penuya. The cheskas penuya tells you that there's no kiddushin. Cheskas penuya tells you that there's a mekach tos. And the chiddush of the Gemara is without a cheskas mamin, even Rabbi Yeshua agrees that a cheskas aguf is adif from shar chazakos, and the cheskas aguf telling it that she got the mumen afterwards, that would be machre that there is a good kiddushin, even against the cheskas penuya, and it's only because of the cheskas mamin, Rabbi Yeshua says that there's a mekach tos. So says the Pnei Yeshua, you see from this Tosos, his lashon is that you see that cheskas aguf is adif from shar chazakos. So he said the cheskas guf is adif from shar chazakos. Mamela, just like there, it wouldn't remain a suffix. You would actually say that you have a good kiddushin b'toras vaday because the cheskas guf is adif. Says the Pnei Yeshua, that's what Tosos means here also. That by an eshes kohen, you have a suffix whether it's tachtav or eino tachtav. So the cheskas kashrus tells you that she's kasher l'kahuna, so the bia happened shalot tachtav. So it says, no, adarav, the cheskas aguf tells you that she was nivola tachtav. Says the Pnei Yeshua, that the cheskas aguf is not just a chazaka versus chazaka, a cheskas aguf is adif from shar chazakos, and therefore she's asura b'toras vaday, the cheskas aguf beats the cheskas kashrus, akireikach, that it's not just a sveka deraisa l'chumra, rather ishas kohen is asura b'toras vaday. So, why is a cheskas kashrus not a cheskas aguf? So, the reason the Achronim say, I think this sort is already in the Marit, the reason why a cheskas aguf is adif, because it's a davar fizi, it's something physical. It's harder to assume that there's a shino in a guf than to assume that there's a shino in halacha, and therefore that chazak is stronger, that tells you to assume that no shino happened, or the shino would happen later, if there's a shino in a guf. So that's a stronger chazaka.
Easier and harder being measured one way.
The easiest way? We if the guf was a certain way, so we assume that it's harder to come across a shino in the guf than it is to come across a shino in halacha.
Empirically speaking, gufing change less frequently than halachic status.
Sure.
Okay.
You don't think it's just a difference between chazaka to be a car and chazaka d'ashta?
No, because here there's no chazaka d'ashta. The chazaka d'ashta is that she's a ba'ula.
Which case you're talking about? Tess, or you're talking about Ayin Heim Beis? You're trying to explain Tosas on Ayin Heim Beis. Tosas on Ayin Heim Beis says, in the Mumin case, so specifically, chazaka cheskas aguf is superior to cheskas pnuy.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so number one, you're assuming, okay, Yeshua is assuming that means cheskas aguf in general is always stronger. It's not just cheskas aguf versus cheskas penuya.
Yeah, I mean, the Lashon HaTosos is that a cheskas aguf is olim from shar chazakos. That's what
the
Lashon
HaTosos
is.
Says, you're the Raj, but the cheskas penuya.
Oh, well, we're going to get to the end of Tosos. Yeah.
Okay. Saying,
we're going to get to the end, but at least in this stage, that's just the Lashon HaTosos. The cheskas aguf is a limo from shar chazakos. I have no reason to assume it's stopping here.
But in this particular case, the question is a question of Ashta and
right.
And Beikara.
Right. well, that's a whole din, whether or not there's such a thing that's called Chazaka de Hashta. Shemaisa talks about that, so I'm not getting into that, I'm just assuming.
Some people think that that's what Tosas means.
Okay, right. So we're going to go, right. So the The Pnei Yeshua Alkalpanim learns this Tosas Al Derech the Tosas on 9 Hey that a Ches Kesguf is other from Shar Chazakos, and therefore it's not just B'Torah Sfeika the Reis of Lechumra, rather it's B'Torah Svadai.
What's the Pnei Yeshua, how does the fact that it's better than Ches Kesguf is better than Ches Kesguf, how does it show that it's Svadai, not just we have a Safik or Machriya a certain way?
Well, the point is that we're Machriya a certain way. It's not just Sfeika the Reis of Lechumra. We're Machriya like the Ches Kesguf.
What's the tzad that how would it be if you set it out as a suffix, how would that
in that case it would have been a chumra?
A suffix means that there's no hakra. So it would just take it the rest of the chumra. We don't know what to do. Here you know what to do. Follow the chazaka.
I mean, the other way of reading it is you're saying we're balancing the kashrus with the guf. This way of saying no, the guf is better than the kashrus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
I didn't have to mean this between the sutta suffix and sutta vada in the United States. I mean, not to mean that the medieval makes sense.
Sota.
We're not talking about Sota, we're talking about...
But here in our studio, we're talking about the opposite sense of. So you're telling me that the chiluk is that Tosas is seen as Torah's bad enough.
No, but it might even be Ones. It might even be Ones. We're not talking about a Sota. Even Ishas Konshinens is a Sura. We just want to know, is it Tachta, Reina, Tachta? Ones Tzoratzen is irrelevant. We're talking about even that Ones. We're not talking about Znus. We're not talking about Sota.
If you get Malchus, we're not talking about Malchus.
If you get Malchus.
What's the other nafkin that's looking at the starting point?
Can I ask you, the source for Chazak, Cheskes HaGuf, and the source for the other Chazakas of whatever, Chazak HaKaro or Cheskes Kasha, are they the same source in the Torah, or are they different sources?
From all I know, I think there's only one source for Chazak in the Torah.
Which is
the Gemara Chulin about Negivat.
The Negev, that's a Cheskes HaGuf. And the Bat. Negev was there, he walks out, and Negev's still there. So
right.
Also, Chazak in the status.
It doesn't mean that that's
the... Where's the stat? Where's the source for Chazak of stats?
It's also
no, that's
stat.
You don't know what it is about it. It doesn't have to be, because it happens to be a case of Cheskes HaGuf.
Or
Kashlis is, it's the presumptive
status.
Status.
It's not tummy yet. He's making a tummy later. So you're not using the Cheskes Tumma. You're using the Cheskes Agut, that the Cheskes of the Bais has a negative.
Right.
The Cheskes Kashlis is a different concept. Sense.
That's not
really
what you want to zero in on that case.
Right.
Yeah, I'm wondering where the Gemara guy has the source to expand Chazak out of Guf.
Right, yeah, I'm not sure.
Because you don't know that it's Guf.
Right. Maybe Shua and the Taisu say that Guf is a special.
Oh, that's something else. So maybe we think. You could still say there's a concept on Muxakos, especially if you're completing Muxakos, that the presumptive state is always Guf. And you could still say that certain presumptive states are stronger than others. That's what it's theory. So you see for the
I think that the problem is, why would you say that?
Because you could still have a more compelling and less one the Torah saw that one more compelling found that. You could have Mavara and Makariya within that. But you just see from the...
No, I don't know. If you can show that the two sources, that would be better.
Right, you don't have that in Rob either. The people that are compelling the two Rubidisa come under the lights. That's the 2 days of Rashi and Hulin. Whether or not, you need another Malkar for that, you can just say it's Svak. Even though they're Makalik, they're Makalik, especially if you have a clash between the Sukkot and the Blaise Kabbalah. It's the same phenomenon. It would always be better if you had separate. But I think the answer is that if you have a separate Malkar, then it's easy to say that there are two different things. And if you don't, then you have to work. There's only one idea, but there could still be a hierarchy within that idea. What expresses it more and what expresses it? You know, what's a stronger example of that's already 2 days of Rashi and Maror. And I think implicitly you have that value of Tzachos, which might be the reason to think that the Gemara Kulim is really telling you about presumptive states. And then within it, you have to figure out, because even if there is a hierarchy in Cheskes HaGuf, let's say it's superior, it's superior as that. It's a stronger example of that rather than being a totally different halacha, I think.
So The next kasha that the Achronim already asked on Tosos, Nushura, Rick Vager.
Actually, no, I just realized I have a question, but it pertains. Saying that there's a chra is the same thing as saying, and it's not just they get their suffix and then we just go to Kali suffix. Saying that there's actually a chra one way or the other is the same thing as saying that the chra is part of Badai?
Lav dafka, but it's more than figure the rest of the chumra.
Right. But what you
okay.
get from that Tosos on 9-hey is just that there's a chra.
Right. Okay, right, Elechanam. So the Achronim, Pnei Yeshir, Kveger, others, ask the following kash on Tosos. The Tosos again says that you have a Cheskas Haguf telling you that she was Nivela Tachtov, that's going to be Machria against the Cheskas Kashrus Lekahuna, that she was Nivela Shalot Tachtov. So they ask, Elechor, you have a Tartila Reyesa. That we see just like when it comes to a mikvah, for example, if a person was Tovel in the mikvah, who was the Cheskas Tuma, and now we see Harei Chaser Lefanach, we see that the mikvah is Chaser. So you don't follow the Chazaka, the Cheskas Aguf, but the Chazaka, the Meikara, of the mikvah, assuming that it was Shlema, the mikvah was Shlema when the person was Tovel, because you have a Tartilur. So first you see Harei Chaser Lefanach, the mikvah now is not Shalem, coupled with the Cheskas Tuma of the guy who was Tovel, so that's going to break the Cheskas Aguf. Of the cheska shlema of the mikvah, so they say, l'chor, you should say the same thing here. You have a cheska saguf telling you that she was nivela tachtav. First, you have harei bu'ula lefanecha, and second of all, you have the cheska kashrus telling you that she was nivela shalot tachtav. So why is Tosas assuming that the cheska saguf is machri against the cheska kashrus? You have a tartil reis against the cheska saguf, harei bu'ula lefanecha, and the cheska kashrus. So the Pnei Yeshua points to the same Tosos, Ayin Heimabiz. The Tosos, a few lines later, asks the same kash over there. But again, the Gemara there wants to know, when did she get the Mumin? Did she get the Mumin before the Kiddushin, and therefore it's a Mekach Tos? Or did she get the Mumin afterwards, and it's Tachva Sadeu? So Tosos says that the Cheskas Aguf, telling you that she got the Mumin now, that you have a good Kiddushin, is Machri against the Cheskas Pnuya, telling you that there was Mekach Tos. Tosos asks, L'chor Yivatar Tilaresa, there also, first of all, against the Cheskas Aguf, you have Harei Mumin Lefanecha, coupled with the Cheskas Pnuya. So the Mumin Lefanecha coupled with the Cheskas Pnuya should break the Cheskas Aguf that she got Mumin now, just like a mikvah. And Tosas answers, V'nir l'rashba, the Cheskas Pnuya loy cheshiva klal chazaka legabi Cheskas Aguf. That the Cheskas Pnuya is not called a chazaka to make a tartil l'reitza against the Cheskas Aguf. And the way the Pnei Yeshua learns is that when we say that a cheskas aguf is machriya against a cheskas pnuya, ad kedei kach, that it's machriya, it's mevatel b'teres vaday, there's no cheskas pnuya left at all. And mamela, it's not mitzurav to a svek sveka, it's not mitzurav to a tarka l'reisa, to make a suffik in the cheskas aguf. That's the adifus, that's the elimus of a cheskas aguf. Ad kedei kach, that it beats the cheskas kashrus, that there's nothing left to even make a tarka l'reisa. So the Pnei Yeshua says here that's the same thing also. Once Tosas here on that test is saying she has a cheskas aguf, that she was nivela tachtav, you're not going to say, so that could withstand even a tart l'reisa, a cheskas kashrus, that she was nivela shelo tachtav, plus harei bu'ula lefanecha, that's the aside in Tosas that a cheskas aguf could withstand the tart l'reisa. However, the Tosas HaRash here on that test already asked this kasha, what happened to tart l'reisa here? You have a cheskas aguf, telling you that she was nivela tachtav, first of all, harei bu'ula lefanecha, plus cheskas kashrus l'kahuna, that she was nivela shelo tachtav. And the Tosas HaRosh answers that you only say tartil l'reisa by a mikvah, because it's chaser v'asai. Once you already see that there's the shinoi in the mikvah doesn't happen overnight, the water, obviously, there's a long process, little by little, the water is constantly getting less and less. So dafka there, since you can't point to one point in time, you can't freeze frame 1 second in time that the reisa happened, it's a gradual process, that creates more of a reisa in the cheskas aguf, and dafka there you say tartil reisa. Mashenken here, we want to know, there was a one-time bia, when was she nivela? So you're not going to say tartil reisa to break the cheskas aguf that she was nivela tachtav. That's what the Tosas HaRosh says. However, the problem is, if you take a look at Tosas HaRosh and Dafayin Hemabiz, on that Tosos over there, so he starts off saying the same thing as Tosos, that really a cheskas aguf, that she got the mumin now after the kiddushin, and there's no mekach tos, is odif, has an alimus from shar chazakos, Yes, the same kashrut in Tosfos, the chor by Mumin also, you have a tartil reisa against the cheskas aguf that she got the Mumin now. You have, first of all, Hari Mumin lefanecha plus the cheskas penuya. So why don't you say tartil reisa? And the lashon on Tosfos is, the lashon of the Rush is, Yishleimar, the cheskas penuya cheshiva kamanda leisa klal legabe cheskas aguf mishum sheomedes linase. So since even the cheskas penuya is omedes linase, there's not a direct steerer to the cheskas aguf telling you that she got the woman after the kiddushin. You have a good kiddushin. Tarta l'reisa mimetsari for cheskas penuya. No, even the cheskas penuya is omedes linase. That can't make a reisa in the cheskas aguf telling you that you have kiddushin. So if Tosfos HaRosh already on Daf Tes said the only time you say tarta l'reisa is by a mikvah, because it's chaser v'asai, that there's a gradual process, it doesn't happen overnight, and that's why you're not going to say cheskas aguf here in Daf Tes. Why does the Tosfos HaRosh have to get on to a new answer on Ayin Hey when you got the moment? The cheskas aguf tells you that she got the moment at the last possible second. There's no mekach tos. Nevertheless, you have a tartil reisa, hare mumen lefanecha plus a cheskas penuya. Say, it's not chaser v'asai, you only say tartil reisa by a mikvah. Why does Tosfos HaRosh come on to a new answer of no, dafka there, other rabbi, it sounds like dafka there, you're not going to say tartil reisa, so the cheskas penuya is omedes linase. That's not shaykh here in Daf Tes. So, Menashe told me that he had this kasha a long time ago, and he asked it to Ribero Plavarsky, B'nei Rosh HaVaton. He answered what he answered. So I saw in the Sefer Zikar and Olav Ram, quotes B'Shem Rav Nachum, or Tzavitz, the following tears. That for Medivar Mamurim, that the Tosfos HaRosh says, you only say Tartar Reisa by a mikvah because it's Chaser V'Asai, the Rosh only meant that they're going to follow the Tartar Reisa against the Cheskas Aguf. Meaning, you have a Cheskas Aguf, for example, by the mikvah. You have a cheskas shleima of the mikvah. You have a tartil reisa. First, harei chaser lefanecha, and the cheskas tuma of the tovel. So tartil reisa. So now, what does that mean? So now it blives the suffix. You have a tartil reisa against the cheskas aguf. You can't be machriya like the cheskas aguf, so it's a suffix. Or adarava, you're machriya like the tartil reisa, and now she's, or now the tovel is tuma b'taras vaday. Not only are you not going to go with the cheskas aguf, you're going to be machriya b'taras vaday against the cheskas aguf. That's when the Tosfos HaRosh says, you only say that. You only say that darg of tartil reisa to be machriya like the tartil reisa against the cheskas aguf. That's only by a mikvah because it's chaser v'asai. But in a chanami, even if it's not chaser v'asai, you have any other tartil reisa that works talk upon him to make a suffix. So when you have kiddushin, you have a cheskas aguf, you don't know when the moment happened. Cheskas aguf tells you that she got the moment at the last possible second. There's no mekach tos. B'shas kiddushin, she didn't have the moment. You have a tartil reisa first harei mumen lefanecha plus the cheskas penuya. So lechora, that should make at least a suffix in the kiddushin. You're not going to say that she's mekudeshes to be motzi mumen miyad abal. The Gemara is assuming that you have a vade kiddushin. How could that be? You have a tartil reisa against the cheskas aguf. I'll go put him to make a suffix, and that's why the Tosfos HaRosh has to answer. No, you don't even have a tartil reisa. It's bechlal not a tartil reisa. Nine hey. Because she's a medes linase, the cheskas penuya, the makom cheskas aguf is kamandalesa because she's a medes linase. Oh. If that's the pshat, then lechor you can understand very well the Rosh l'shitas. We start off the Rosh saying that b'makom chad sveika against Tosfos, b'makom ishes kohen or ishes yisrael pechus mivaz gimel, b'makom chad sveika she's a surah b'torah sveika deraisa lechomer. In Tosos, L'choris Mavur, at least the way that the Pnei Yeshua learns, that it's more of a Torah's Vadeh, or it's a Hachra, you're not just being for Lazar and Tzvika the Raisa L'chumra, the Cheskas Aguf is Machriya Keneged, the Cheskas Kashrus. So if Tosos HaRosh agrees with Tosos, that the reason why you're not going to say Tartil Reisa here is because Chaser V'Asai, so L'chor, you should just follow the Cheskas Aguf, that she was nivela tachtov, and you have a full cheskas aguf that she's nivela tachtov against the cheskas kashrus, That should be machriya, more than just fake it, the raisa lechumra. Those are actually the same thing as tostos. You have eishes kohen, your suffix is tachtav or eno tachtav. Cheskas kashrus should tell you that it's lo tachtav. Zav the rush, no. Cheskas aguf tells you that she's nevela tachtav. So if you're going to learn like the Pnei Yeshua derech tostos, that the cheskas aguf is machriya against the cheskas kashrus, that it's more than just fake it, the raisa lechumra. Why does the Russian psakim say it's only sveka deraisa lechumra? Why are you going to say tartel reisa? You can't follow the cheskas aguf? No, the Russian already says you only say tartel reisa by a mikvah because it's chaser vasai, and that's not shayach here. So lechor, you should blab just like Tosfos. The cheskas aguf is machriya that she's nevel atachtav against the cheskas kashrus, then it should be more than sveka deraisa lechumra. So I think the answer is no. The Medvar Mamurin that the Rush says, just as we said, you only say Tartu L'Reisa by a mikvah, because it's Chasar Vastai, Chasar Vastai, that's only to be Machri against the Cheskas Aguf Petores Vadai, like the Tartu L'Reisa. But even without that, even if you don't have a mikvah, you can still have a regular Tartu L'Reisa, I'll put him to make a suffix, that Tusa Rush on Dafayin Hay. You have a Tartu L'Reisa in the case of Mumin, Arei Mumin Lufanecha, plus the Cheskas Penuya. That Uncle Putim is a Tartu L'Reisa against the Cheskas Aguf. So it's a rush. Their answer is no. That's bechal not a tartel reisa because the cheskas penui is a medas linase. You're not going to say that here. So hagan the Tosa Rush here says you can't say tartel reisa because you only say it by a mikvah. That's only to be machriya like the tartel reisa against the cheskas aguf petores vaday. But al kopanim it's a good tartel reisa to at least make a suffik in the cheskas aguf. So once it's going to make a suffik in the cheskas aguf, you're going to blab it. Take the reisa lechumra. The rush l'shitase.
It seems to me that the Rush gives two different answers, but neither answer would apply in the other case, right? Why is it that just the Tartu L'Reisa is not a problem for there? Why is it no problem?
Because the Cheskas Penuya is a Medas Dinase.
It's a Medas Dinase. That obviously is not the Chazaka, you're saying that would apply here also.
No, it wouldn't.
Right, so why?
LMI, you need a new reason.
The two different reasons, right. Two different reasons that both of them are true. They apply in different cases. They don't.
No. The Tosfos on Rosh and Daf Tes says you only say Tartu L'Reisa by a mikvah because it's chaser v'asai.
As opposed to.
No. So then I'm just asking why. So that's what Tosfos on Rosh should have answered on Ayin Hey. Why don't you have a Tartu L'Reisa on Ayin Hey by the case of Mumin? Because Mumin, at least some Mumin, maybe not Re'ach HaPeh, but maybe some Mumin are a one shot deal. So you're not going to say Tartu L'Reisa on a one shot deal. You only say it by Chaser Vasai. Why does the Rush have to come up with a new terrorist? You're not going to say Tartu L'Reisa because she's a Medes Linase. Because the klal of you only say Tartu L'Reisa b'makom Chaser Vasai, that's only to be machriya like the Tartu L'Reisa b'Torah's Vada against the Cheskas Aguf. But you don't need to go that far in Ayin Hey. It's enough to make a suffik. The suffik, you're not going to say there's Kiddushin. You're not going to be machayev the Baal, the Ksub b'makom suffik. So good, it's not like a mikvah, but you still have Tartu L'Reisa to make a suffik. And that's why the Tosa Rush there has to say, no, it's not even a Safi, because he's a Medes Linase, the Cheskas Penui is command the Lisadami, because she's a Medes Linase, it's not even going to chaperay in the Cheskas Aguf at all.
And it's obviously that Chaser Vasai, that whole category is that this is on the case of Mumin, is similar to more like Bia than to.
Correct. So I think it's the same thing as Bia. So you at least have a Tartu L'Reisa here in the case of Bia. The Cheskas Aguf tells you that she was Nivela Tachtov. You have a Rebu Ulal Fanecha plus the Cheskas Kashra's Likavuna. That makes a Tartu L'Reisa in the Cheskas Aguf to make a Safik, and you blab a Safik at the Reisa L'Chumra, and that's the Rush L'Shitasa.
Look, why is it so obvious that it's more like Bia?
Bia is a one time deal. When did she have Bia?
Right, so Mumin?
Mumin is a one time deal. When did she get the Mumin? At least some Mumin. She broke her leg, and now she's a cripple, and she can't. Okay.
The mikvah lost itself,
the whole. Rush says that's chaser v'asai, chaser v'asai. That's not the case by mikvah. That's.
I mean, so I'm asking what exactly that means, chaser v'asai. You're saying that it means
by necessity.
It's a gradual process.
Sometimes a mikvah will be gradual. Sometimes a mikvah will be.
It's a process.
Sometimes will be gradual. Sometimes
it
will be
immediate.
That's what those are showing.
No, the Gemara is
chaser v'asai.
The Rishonim say that's mukvah.
No, the
mikvah is chaser
v'asai. We don't know that it wasn't a process.
Mikvah is always gradual.
It's in the nature of water loss. It doesn't happen right. It happens a little more. It doesn't happen v'asai.
And whom is
I don't think that's the case there. The case that the Gemara is discussing is you have less than 40 sa.
You
not that you have a pit with nothing in
it. You don't know where it happens.
So
you don't know
when
how
you
it
lose
happens.
A little bit of water, we assume obviously that there's something that the mikvah was losing water. It's a gradual process. That's what the words chaser v'asayim
means. You're assuming that even without having seen it, that mistama, the mikvah.
I'm not saying most, I'm not saying some. There definitely are some women which are a one shot deal.
Yeah.
The Gemara is talking about women. Which woman? All women. So some woman. Tosis is giving a clout.
A woman just like appears.
If a woman falls down the step and breaks her leg, and now she only fell down the step once. No. Yeah.
Anyway, it's certainly not predictable.
Correct.
Which water loss and eventual preference. That's also a debate in the Mishnah. Interpret Chazadasa and Chazadasa.
Right.
How to apply it to different cases. Is it that it's a process, or is it that it's predictable? That's why Omid Linase
sure.
may also be an issue.
Right.
Because Omid Linase may be in between. In
right.
Well.
Right. Oh. Okay. So that's the first chilek. Big Masber, the Ishas Kohen, how the Rush learned the reason why it's only Sfeika Deraisa L'Chumra in terms of Ishas Kohen, a Suffik Tachtav, or Eno Tachtav. Okay, Menachal Ala Kavid, let's get woman number two. Ishas Yisrael Pechus Mivaz Gimel is also only Sfeika Deraisa L'Chumra, if a Suffik, whether or not she was Be'ones or Be'Ratzum. Oh. So Tosa says Akasha. The next Tosa is not Tesmon Aleph, Iboy Sema. Tosa says, why is it only Eishas Yisrael Pechus Mivaz Gimel? You only have one suffix, one suffix Ratzon. L'chora, you should have another suffix, Imtum Saloma Ratzon. Say it was Pitoy Ktana Ones. And therefore you have a Svek Sveka. Suffix Ones, suffix Ratzon, Imtum Saloma Ratzon. Maybe you still have Pitoy Ktana Ones. Who? So Tosa's answer is the Klal of Shem Ones Chad. We're not going to get into that for now. And Tosa has another Kasher. Vim Taimar, the Nukma Becheskas Heter Labaila. Why is Eishes Yisrael Bechus Mivaz Gimel? Why is she a Surah? Because it's only Chadas Veka. What happened to her Cheskas Kashras? She has a Cheskas Kashras that she is Mutter to her husband. So, B'makom Chad Veka, she should be Mutteres. So Tosas answers, V'ish Loimer, the Unsa Kola Isla, Kidar Mina B'Yerushalmi, Unsa Yish Lakol. So his answer is, if it really was ones, then there should be a kol. And the fact that there was no kol, that tells you that ruba ratzon. So you have a cheskas kasherus, which is geboit on an ones, but since it's an ones in the meat, so you say ruba chazaka, ruba adif, the ruba ratzon beats the cheskas kasherus, that she was nivala be ones. Correct the Pnei Yeshua, you have Rov Rotson against Miut Ones. The Ones has a kol, but maybe it was Pitoy Ktana Ones too. And instead of Pitoy Ktana Ones, there's no kol. So what's Tosis saying? Ruva Chazak and Ruva Adiv, Rov Rotson, because there was no kol, so we assume that there wasn't an Ones, there wasn't a Miut. Why is Ones in the Miut? Because there's no kol? Maybe it was Pitoy Ktana Ones too. And there's no kol over there. Mechatei said that there's a kol by Pita Ketana Ones. So Vaite, she should have a Cheskas Kasheras because maybe it was Pita Ketana Ones too. So Pnei Yeshua answers. You have to look back to the previous Tosos. Cheskas Aguf. The Cheskas Aguf is other from the Cheskas Kasheras. The Cheskas Aguf tells you that she was Nivola when she was a Gedola. We have a woman now that she's a gedola. She was mikudeshes when she was pechus mivaz gimel. Pesach lesuach matzasi. We have a suffix. Was it ones? Was it rotzen? So maybe she should be muteres cheskas heter lebaila because pito ektana ones. So she was nivela when she was a ktana. No, cheskas aguf tells you that she was nivela when she was a gedola. So now when she's a gedola, we have a suffix. Now when she's a gedola, it's a suffix ones. It's suffix rotzen. Says Tosos, Ruba Chazaka, Ruba Adif, the Rov Ratzin will beat the Cheskas Kasher. Says it was an Ones, because an Ones would have a kol. There's no kol here, Ruba Chazaka, Ruba Adif. So it's a Shikala Chiddish in the Pnei Yeshua that you have a Cheskas Heter. Tosos is asking that you have a Cheskas Heter, which is more of two Chalakim. You have two types of Ones. You have a Pitoy Ktana Ones, and you have an Ones when she's a Gedola. Both of those are screaming Heter. So why B'makom Chad Sveika? Why not just put her on her Cheskas Heter? And Tosas is answering, against two Chalakim, You have a rov and a chazaka against the pitwe ketana ones. You have a ches kasaguf telling you that she wasn't nivula when she was a ketana, and against the ones when she was a gedola, you have a rov telling you rov ratzon because there's no call of ruva chazaka ruva adi. So it says Kosos, okay. So at Kama you're going to say Ruba v'chazaka Ruba Adif and Rov Ratzin against the Miut Ones, so then why, in our case, Bechlal, if you have a Stam Isha Sitzrao, Lamalu Mibaz Gimel? The Gemara says, if Rav Elazar would say Pesach Pesach Matzazi Eino Neman, because you have a Svek Sveka. Savik Ones, Savik Ratzin, Imtim Salomar Ratzin, Savik Tachtov, Savik Ein Tachtov. If you have a Rov, Ratzon against one of the Svekos, one of the Svekos is Tafik Onei, Tafik Ratzon. Well, if you have already a Ruv Chazak, a Ruv Atif against one of the Svekos, the Ruv Ratzon beats out the Cheskot Kashrus of the Onei's, so why Bechlal do you have a Svek Svek at all? Ruv Chazak, a Ruv Atif against one of the Svekos, and you're only left with one Tafik, Tachtov or Eno Tachtov. What happened Bechlal to your Svek Svek? That's what Tosus asks. Yom Tom Rekim B'Svek Svek Anani Teyaser. The Safik Onei is command delay sadami, because you have a rov kenegdo. Below nishar elachad safik, safik tachtov. Uvahach lo shach lokma cheskas tachter kedeprishes. But those this answer is inachanami. It's not a real rov. It's only a rov derabanan. But what comes out according to Tosas is that inachanami, if you would have a rov de oraisa against one of the svekos in a svek sveka, you wouldn't say svek sveka, because ruv chazaka ruv adif. Or the rov is machria, that the other suffix at the side meet is command delesa, and you lost your sexek, you'd only buy with one suffix. So Tosa says in a chanami, it has to be that there is not a real rov gomer, that it's only a rov dirabana. Oh. Take a look in Tosa Sarash. Tosa Sarash answers Tosa's kasha differently. Tosa Sarash assumes that in a chanami, you really have a rov de oraisa. That we assume that the rov ratzon is a rov de oraisa because unsa yesh la kola, and if really was an onus, there would have been a kol. From the fact that there's no kol, we can nemon like the rov ratzon. So why not say that once you have a rov, can I get one of the svekas, you don't have a svek svek anymore? So Tosfos Harash answers. When you have a svek svek, a savik onei, savik rotsin, v'imtim saloma rotsin, maybe it was low tachtov. Efshu lahatir mitam chazaka, below pitil rov rotsin. Kigon shazinsa kodim shenis arsa. Says to this Arash, you're not going to say here Ruva Chazaka Ruva Adif. The Rov Ratzin beats the Cheskas Kashrus that maybe she was an Ones. Even if you're going to assume like the Rov, that Rov Ratzin, you have another reason to matter her because maybe it was low Tachtov. The Rov Ratzin doesn't tell you in the Tachtov or Eno Tachtov, so she still has the Cheskas Hatter that it's Eno Tachtov. So B'chia Gavna, where the rov doesn't directly beat the chazaka, you're not going to say ruv chazaka ruv adif, because even if you're going to nem on like the rov, still you have another reason to matter her because of lo tachtov. The rov ratzon doesn't tell you anything about lo tachtov, but mainly you don't say ruv chazaka ruv adif. Now it's a pshat. So what? But you still have a rov ratzon against one of the other sfekos, so then you're left with one sfek of tachtov or eno tachtov. So the pshat that I heard.
I don't know that part. You say you have the two. You can't cancel out one of the subjects.
So the question is why?
That's what you're asking.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the pshat? Why not? So the pshat that I heard b'shem Rav Nachum is al pi the last Pnei Yeshu and Perek HaMadir. When we speak about Ruva Chazaka, Ruva Adif, the Pashtus, the way that we were all been taught, is that l'chor, you have a clash. We have a suffix. We have different ways to be mavar, to be machria, to be knowing in a suffix. Sometimes you have chazaka, sometimes you have rov, sometimes you have other things. So when you have a suffix, you don't know what to do. So you have a achra of rov against the achra of chazaka. They have a clash. Ruva chazaka, ruva adif. Rov is a sharker achra. Maybe it's a beer. Maybe chazaka is only a hanoga. Whatever the hesber is, but in terms of the clash of a achra, we assume that ruva is a sharker achra. Ruva chazaka, ruva adif. Maybe we should assess that that's not the pshat. It says ve'od ha'leisi the ikal meimar. The hod the kaimalon ruva chazaka ruva adif, hainu sheharov hu legamri keneged hachazaka. Kigun rov nashim is avros v'yoldos. Laidei kach lo shayach cheska zekuka liyibum. Aval balav hachi efshar de chazaka mivureres adifa meiruba. Dafka here the akoponim harov mishpanes hachazaka. That's the pshat on ruva chazaka ruva adif. Dal pi harov mishpanes hachazaka, aval balav hachi efshar de chazaka mivureres adifa miruba. In terms of the koach habir, in terms of the koach achra, it could be that they're shkulin. The koach achra of a chazaka is shokol kenega the koach achra of a rov. He takes a treadwriter. He might even think that a chazaka is mivureres yoser may the koach from the koach of the rov. But rather pshat in ruv chazaka ruva adif is that the rove changed to the b'cheskas. When we speak about chazaka, let's take, for example, an eishes ish. We know that a woman was b'cheskas eishes ish, and we want to know, did a shinoi happen? Is she still b'cheskas eishes ish? So l'chor the pashas, that we're used to thinking is, well, we knew that Amol, she used to be an eishes ish. Yesterday she was an eishes ish. So we'll assume that she still is. We'll assume that nothing happened. Since she was in the past, we'll assume that no shinoi happened. We don't know if she still is. Chazaka tells us, assume that no shinoi happened since she was. We don't know what she is now, but since she was in the past, adata, we'll assume that she is now also. But it's mavur, v'kama rishonim, that that's not pshat. Rather, pshat is that right now, this woman is b'cheskas eishes ish. There's a b'cheskas now, she says she is. What's the pashtus? When we look at this lady, we want to know, what are you? So we're not going to throw up our head and say, I have no idea what she is, but I know what she was yesterday, so we'll assume nothing changed. No. The status of what she was in the past, since beforehand she was a cheskas eishes ish, that creates a status now. That creates that she's now b'cheskas eishes ish. The pashtus, when you look at this woman, her pashtus, her b'cheskas, hamed davar al cheskaso, what's the cheskaso now? She's an eishes ish now. Rashman Chulin, this comes from the Rashman Chulin on Daf Yabeis says as follows. The Gemara there, on the Yidalef rather, is looking for a source for Rov. How do you know Rov? And the Gemara tries to say that the Mokr is from Paraduma. Since Paraduma, we assume since there's a Rov, that Rov behemoths are in Trefos, so we shech the Paraduma, who obviously. We're going with the rov behemoths are in trefos, and therefore it's a good paraduma, so you see that a raya that they go after the rov. So the Rashba asked, Tosas says also, what's the raya? Maybe it's mikoach chazaka. Since a paraduma has to be at least 2 years old, if it really was a trefa, it wouldn't live more than a year. So a raya that it's 2 years old, obviously it's not a trefa. So maybe it's just a chazaka. So you work backwards. If it's 2 years old, so you know at least a year ago, it wasn't a trefa, so now it's b'cheskas eino trefa, and that's why we assume that also you have a chazaka. What's the raya that you're going to go basarov? So the answer is no. That's not a good chazaka because you have shel ispar b'shaita. You're always working backwards. You're saying, oh, this animal is 2 years old. Vayisplay, it's a year ago. It wasn't a trefa because if a year ago it was a trefa, it wouldn't have lived another year to be 2 years. But b'shaita, you don't know what it is. You're always working backwards. You're working l'mafreya. That's not a good chazaka. Now l'may, it's got to be a rov. So the Rashba says, okay, so if that's the case, let's say you shecht an animal that's 2 years old, let's say, and you find that it's a trefa. So the chori should aser all the milk, all the cheese that this animal made. Beforehand, what are you going to say? Zil basarubo, you shechted this animal, and you say this animal is a trefa. It's obviously not in the rov. We're going to say, falo chazaka. We just said that a chazaka, which is Iyavshel Izbar B'shaita, they're only working back l'mafreya, saying, oh, obviously the past year, it wasn't a trefa. If it lived to 2 years, That's not a good chazaka. So you lost your roof because this animal is clearly a tree, but it's not in the roof. And you lost your chazaka because there's Eiv Sher L'Espar B'Shaita. So you should aser all the gvina that was made in the past year. You turn the animal's milk into cheese. So says Rashba, no. Really, you can matter all the milk, you can matter all the cheese. Because hagam, you can never pick a point in time. You never know, b'toras vadai, that this animal was b'cheskas ena trefa, because it's always, Eiv Sher L'Espar B'Shaita, always working back l'mafreya. But you have a chazaka, which is bal mikoach harov. If this animal right now, before I shecht it, rov animals, rov behemos ena trefos. So what's the pashas of this animal? The pashas of this animal is that it's with the rov. It's b'cheskas ena trefa. The rov tells me, what's the pashas? What's the b'cheskas of this animal? Rov tells me, it's not a trefa. Ah, you shechted, and you see that it's a trefa? So you say, now it became a trefa. But it already had a chazaka. The rov is koveya, what the pashas, what the b'cheskas of this behema is. Hamed davar al cheskaso. Mestom was with the rov. You see, now it's a trefa? Hashehu de trefa. It became a trefa now. So you see, the pshat and chazaka is not that you pick a point in time that you know, but there is vadai what was, and you assume everything later, we'll assume the it always is what it is, that something never changed. Here, you never know, but there is vadai, that this animal was never a trefa. You're just assuming, since you have a rov telling me, that's also able to create a chazaka. The chazaka tells me, what's the pashtus? What's the pashtus of this animal? The pashtus of this behemoth, that is with the rov. The rov tells me, more behemoths aren't trefos. That creates chazaka, that creates a b'cheskas. You shecht it, you see that it's a trefa? It became a trefa now. The chazaka tells me it happened the last possible second, and you can matter all the cheese, all the milk, beforehand.
I don't understand why the word b'pashtus is necessary. Previously, it belonged to the roe, or at least there was a valid presumption that it belonged to the roe. So we'll assume that just like when it was born, it probably was part of the roe, and whenever it turned 1 year old, it was probably part of the roe. The day before it died, it was also probably part of the roe.
Oh, if you shech the animal and you see it's a trefa, how could you say it's part of the roof?
Because there was a presumption when it was born it was part of the roof.
But now you see that it's not true. Because now it's a trefa.
Right now it's not part of the roof, and when it was born, so we had the right to assume.
So that's chazaka. You assume since what it is.
Right.
That's not roof.
It's not like what you're calling the bepashtos mahalach. You're saying that Hayoi said when it was born you were assuming it was part of the roof. The second before you shechted, it was also
that's what a chazaka means. That's exactly what it means.
Okay,
the cheskas means the pashtos. The pashtos is with the roof.
I don't understand what pashtos is added there. It was part of the roof, and it
is that
migareya
anything?
Hmm?
Is it migareya your havana?
Well, I'm not 100% sure what your two tzadim are to begin with, but I don't know that if you're trying to prove that chazaka is not based on the presumption that what it was yesterday it is today, I'm not sure how you prove it.
No, I'm saying it's not that's the only thing what it is. Chazaka is not pshat, is that I don't know what it is now, but let's just assume what it was up until now hasn't changed.
What I knew it was until now.
What I knew it was until now hasn't changed. Because you can't say that here. You never knew what it was. Rather, pshat chazaka is what I knew what it was up until now creates a pashtus now. If she was an HSC yesterday, she's probably an HSC now also. Hamadavar al cheskaso, that's the pashtus, right. That's what it means, becheskaso.
You can probably do it even better. The Gemara in Kedushin says that if a woman comes, it ends up, the boy is karach achareha, so then there's a chazaka that the boy is her son, so you won't let them get married to one another. Cases like that. So you never knew, but there's a chazaka.
That's probably not.
Different chazaka. Maybe the chazaka of a rove is also a different chazaka.
That's a rove, actually.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a chazaka. That's not a chazaka.
It's a rove.
That's a rove. So are you just saying, and I asked you this earlier also, that the rove determines which chazaka or whether the chazaka is relevant? Or are you saying something?
Right, so I'm saying, so here the rove can create a presumptive status?
Presumptive status.
Yeah. Presumptive status.
The rove
dictates,
if you have more than one way looking at chazaka, the rove will select sometimes which chazaka is the relevant chazaka.
Correct.
And then the Torah's So that, it's not that the robe is a chazaka either. The robe
no.
dictates which of, if there's more than one
right.
chazaka.
Because you're going to check the enemy, see it's a trade file, you see it's not
it's
part of the robe.
So
it's
not so much
robe.
That robe beats out chazaka as much as that robe.
Oh, so we're going to get
you haven't
gotten
to robe of chazaka,
right.
right?
So I haven't gotten to robe
chazaka.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So
that's the path.
Right. So
the robe
what the,
dictates
so
which chazaka is relevant.
Right. So what? Oh. So what the Pnei Yeshua was saying, that that's the pshat in Ruba of the Chazaka, Ruba of the. It's not a pshat that we have a suffix, we don't know what to do, and we have two opposite, conflicting, and we're just saying Ruba is better.
Right.
And it beats a Chazaka. If what Chazaka means, a presumptive status, the pashtus of the Dover, what's the Chazkasto of this status? And that's what Chazaka means. So B'makam Rov tells you, that's not the pashtus. That's not the Chazkasto of the status. Rov tells you differently. Rov is telling you, why assume that this animal is, why assume that this woman, let's say, is becheskas ish is ish? You have a Rov telling you that that's not the pashtus, that's not her becheskas. So it's not that it's a clash, that the koach of Chazaka loses against the koach of the Rov. The Rov, to take the lesson of the Pnei Yeshua, the idea Rov mishtanes ha-chazaka. That's not the becheskas. That's not her presumptive status. That's not the pashtus of the Dover Shalafanenu. Because the Rov is telling you that that's not the pashtus. It's not bira chazaka. There is no chazaka. There is no becheskas. Why assume that this is the becheskas if you have a Rov telling you differently?
What about the fact that yesterday she was one way and now you're trying to change that today?
All what yesterday I know that she was one way tells you, Mitzvah, that's what she is today also. So how can you tell me, Mitzvah, that's what she is today if you have a Rov now telling you that that's
so
not the case?
How can the Rov change?
Because
if she was something thing. Yesterday, and you can assume that whatever happened yesterday...
It's a different
Mitzvah.
Who cares about yesterday? I'm telling you now. Why rely on what happened yesterday if you can rely on what there is today?
Also, why ever rely on Chazaka?
Because that's what I'm saying. A Chazaka isn't telling you the past. The Chazaka is telling you now. So if you have a Chazaka, your Pasha is telling you something right now. But the Rov is telling you that's not the case.
On? How does one determine the pashtus if not based on what it was yesterday?
Correct. So the pashtus now is based on what is yesterday, but the Rov is telling you that that's not the pashtus now.
There is a clash. So what
it's not a clash.
The pashtus now is one way, and the Rov is telling you that the pashtus is a different way. So there's a clash between the Rov and the Chazaka.
No, there's not a clash.
You're always looking for the most updated and most accurate method of trying to define the. The Makom Safek, you're always looking for the most updated and the most accurate method of defining what likely status is or what the objective halachic status is. What I'm saying is that you don't have a clash between a rov, necessarily a clash between a rov and chazaka, and that one, they have different strengths quantitatively or qualitatively in one instead of the other, but rather you use the rov to determine, to select which chazaka is the relevant chazaka. Right, you only use a chazaka of the past when you don't have a chazaka that's more accurate or more updated in the present. So you're using rov to determine which is a better mevarer machria of the ones that you have. You have multiple indicators, right? Instead of saying there's a hierarchy due to the quality or the quantity of the effectiveness of those indicators, let's say presumption versus percentage, row, etc. What we're saying is that we use these rules to figure out which is the better, not to dictate the clash between them, but to determine which is the most accurate, up to date, and therefore halachically most effective and koveya course. Therefore, it's not ruba of a chazaka. Rov is better than chazaka. It's that in most cases, then you're going to get Tyson to the clash question.
Right.
In most cases, rov dictates that the chazaka that's not the rov is not relevant here. But where indeed both exist at the same time, that might be a different situation.
Right.
I think the Rebbe is defining a clash differently than I think there's
like
you define. Are you subscribing to
the
definition of clash?
Sure. I think you'll say, sorry.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Just to clarify the shot. In a case where, let's say, you have a pita, you know, and then there wasn't any mice that was a presumptive condition, and there's a something, whether it's not a mice condition, was still produced or not. So there was a presumptive status up to a certain point. We know for sure they tried to change the status, we're not sure if that status was changed or not. So would you apply myself on your
heart? I'm a David Altas, though. The pashtus is that she's still a pita.
That's what I'm not really following. In the since before the Pasha sounds to be 50-50, was when we know for sure your mindset happened, not sure if the mindset changed for previous times or not. So in terms of Svara Bihur, I would have 50% chance she is an ancient says 50% chance she's not.
But it's not Svara Bihur, you're saying you're continuing with the presumption until you have something which is Machriya the other way. So if you don't have a robe the other way,
this is
Kaveh
the Pasha. So why would you assume that the Pasha says that she is?
But once you know an event took place, which might have changed that status, why is
so we'll assume that nothing changed. How much ever else
you need to Machriya the other way in order to change the status.
You need them. So it's not enough to...
That's why I think there's another factor, and that is depends how you look at that event also. Is it the ineffectiveness of the event, or that it didn't really happen? But that also could be a factor.
I think this is the Maamrid. The Maamrid says there's no such case. All the Afghanim are Matmiyan yet, Tamil Kamis Sadius. So I think, I guess you're not going as far as the Maamrid and saying that whenever there is a Chazaka Tisra, that the Chazaka Tisra doesn't apply.
No, I'm not saying that.
I'm not saying that.
That's a...
We're going to be Machriya like the robe, but not like the Chazaka.
It really means Chazaka versus Chazaka, Chazaka with the robe is other than the other
Chazaka? No, you lost me. A Chazaka.
Okay.
Yes.
Is that true?
Oh.
Yeah?
There we go. Okay.
Rabbi Yehuda said
what?
Rabbi
Yehuda said. I understood.
Okay.
Meaning, again, assuming I'm understanding correctly, meaning that the robe dictates what the relevant chazaka is.
Yeah, so the phrase is not
well, I don't think it's
slapdash.
It's
on it.
There might be other ways
like
to
the robe,
say it,
and
but
and
at the end of the day, it still is, if you were to isolate the robe and you're isolated,
otherwise would have been the chazaka.
What?
What otherwise would have
been
the
otherwise would have been the chazaka. This robe is telling you which chazaka is the relevant. It's a good literary horror. I don't think to the point that it's a problem.
Could you clarify the original problem that
So that's how I'm going to do that. Okay, so let's go back. Tosfos Rosh Hashanah Kasha. Yeah, we have Eishes Yisrael, Pechus Mibas Gimel, you have one suffix, whether or not it was Ones or Ratzon. So, Tosfos Harach says the reason why you're not going to go with the Cheskes Kashrus and assume that it was Ones is because Rov Ratzon, because Ones has a kol, and Ruva Chazaka Ruva Adif. So he asks, if you're going to say Ruva Chazaka Ruva Adif, that the Suffolk Ones is Kaman Delesa against the Rov Ratzon, then you lost your sex veka by a regular girl, but you have Suffolk Ones, Suffolk Ratzon. You lost one of your sfeikos, the sfeik onis, sfeik ratzim, because of sfeika deraisa l'chumra, because of ruva chazaka, ruva adiv. So Tosa said, it's not a real rule, in a chanami. Tosa says differently. He says, no, in a chanami, it is a real rule. It's a rule of gomer, it's a rule of deraisa. Af al pichein, you're not going to say ruva chazaka, ruva adiv, because the rov ratzim doesn't tell you anything about the lo tachtov. It could be a rov ratzim all you want. But still she's Mutares, because maybe it was low tachtov. So go like the Rove. Tell you Rove Rodson, it wasn't Ones. Great. But she's still Becheskas Heter, because it was low tachtov. Meaning, like what the Pnei Yeshua says, if it was just a pshat, you have a clash, what's more of a hachra, so then the Tosfos Harach has no beer. Within the one suffix, Ones or Rodson, the Koach HaRov is Machriya against the Koach HaChazaka. You lost that suffix, Ones or Rodson. Good, you have another suffix, tachtav or eno tachtav, so you say sfeika the rest of the chomer, machriya the cheskas aguf, whatever it is. What is the low tachtav? What is the cheskas low tachtav? That's a reason not to say ruba v'chazaka ruba adif on the suffix ones suffix ratzin. The pshat is that here she has a cheskas heter. The cheskas heter is gepoit on two chalakim. Maybe it was is boni on two chalakim. You have ones, you have tzad ones, and you have tzad low tachtav. Both of those are telling you that she's Becheskas Keshera, that she's Becheskas Heter. You have a Rove Ratzon against one of the Sveikis. That doesn't take her out of Becheskas Heter. What's the Pashas of this girl? She's Becheskas Heter because maybe it was Ones and maybe it was Low Tachtov. You have a Rove telling you maybe it was Rove Ratzon against the Rove Ones. She's still Becheskas Heter. Maybe it was Low Tachtov. And if the Koach HaChra of a Chazaka isn't less than the Kol HaVachra of a Rov. Maybe they're equal, or maybe it's more, whatever it is. Rather, the pshat in Ruva Chazaka Ruva Adif is that the Rov is Meshana the Becheskas. This is the Pashtus. Rov tells you not like that. So go Rov Ratzon. That tells you that Bepashtus she's not Muteris? Why? You saw the Lot Achtav?
There's still a chiddush here, which is that you could have said that we treat them as isolated cases.
But you have a sex vega which creates a cheskas heter.
Right.
The cheskas heter, what the Tzadik is saying, is two components. You have a ones and a lotachtav. That creates the cheskas. That creates the pashtus that she's muteris. And you haven't changed that just because you have a rov ratzon, because maybe you still have a lotachtav. So the cheskas is that she's still muteris.
Isn't there like an order of operations though? Like, what gives us the right to make the cheskas and not change it?
She's the cheskas heter, right?
Yeah,
because of the sfek sveka. The robe doesn't change the cheskas. What do you mean it's not a sfek sveka? Right. So he's saying you don't say ruba chazaka, ruba adif, when it doesn't beat out the whole chazaka.
Because she has a cheskas heter.
Right.
But maybe she doesn't have a cheskas heter.
Why not?
Because no sfek sveka.
Why is there no sfek sveka?
Because it's a robe ratzon.
But the robe ratzon doesn't tell you anything about the lotachtov. So that's what we're going to say. The Koach HaRov isn't better. So Ad Kama, it's not going to change the Cheskas. It beats half of it. A Rov, Be'etzem, doesn't have more of a Hachra, Koach HaBir, more than a Chazaka. So why are you assuming that it does beat it? No! It doesn't beat anything. It just changes it. So if it changes it, great. But if it's not going to change it, they're equal. Maybe the Chazaka is Mavair Yoser.
But what? Is there a Cheskas Heter without the Sex Vega? Are we assuming
the Sfek Seka creates the Cheskas Heter?
Right.
We have two reasons to assume that she's Muteris, Safek Onis and Safek Enotachto. So you're not going to say Ruv Chazaka, Ruv Ad if it doesn't change the Cheskas. Against half? Okay, that doesn't change the Cheskas, maybe it's Lotachto. Ah, you beat half? Ruv doesn't beat anything. Ruv doesn't beat Chazaka, that's what we're saying, that's the point. It just tells you that there's no Cheskas. The Pashas is like this, Ruv tells you that's not the Pashas. Why would you say that that's not the Pashas here? It's still Lotachto.
You could have
said half? What does half chazaka mean?
You said there's no bechazas heter machmas, this.
Machmas the rov, right? So that doesn't change the chazaka. For me, they're not going to say.
But that's a separate condition.
Yeah, enochanam.
Yeah, I'm still having a lot of difficulty understanding. Why can't I just presume that the pashtus is whatever I want to presume it is?
It would be nice.
Because the Torah has rules.
What are the rules? Meaning. Why? Maybe the rules of the Torah are that I can assume that the pashtus is whatever I want to.
Then you wouldn't need a gzeiras hakasuv chazaka.
Maybe
I could do whatever I want. So why is the Gemara looking for
that? Maybe that's what the gzeiras hakasuv is telling me, that whatever I assume is a pashtus is a pashtus.
Okay. I'm assuming not like that.
No, what I want you to say is that the rule is that you assume that the pashtus is today whatever the pashtus was yesterday.
That's what you want to say. I don't know why you want to say that.
I think that's true.
That's the rule.
Assuming that's
rule.
The best you can do. Assuming that's the most accurate and relevant chazaka. Right?
But what I'm troubled by is the fact that we're using chazaka as if it's not a homonym. I think that you're using the chazaka two different ways. Meaning, in one way you're using chazaka is it's the presumed status. Another way that you're using chazaka is that it's the previous status, which we use to determine today's presumed status.
It's the same
I
thing.
I think that this Shtickle Torah is only working because you're conflating the two definitions of Chazaka.
No, it's the same.
Two different definitions. No, because
no.
There is no presumed status in the absence of some evidence, right, such as either a robe or whatever it was
not
yesterday, to create that presumption. Otherwise, I'm just making the presumption up. It's coming from my own head.
It's coming from
that's
what
not,
was.
That's not true. There could be also an original presumed status. I mean, it could be that there are
default status.
Right, default status. I mean,
meaning it's coming
I don't know
out
if the
Cheskas Kadosh
was
the
same because,
it's
because there were texts that, every, that most
sure.
Jews are Cheskas Kadosh. I don't know if that's true. It's just the presumed stuff to fall.
Yeah, because what happened is Chazal did a thought experiment. And they took a big poll
and
thought experiment and they discovered that most people are kosher.
I'm not sure that's true.
I think the default status is not just arbitrary, it's not just a rule. The default status means what you're starting point.
How is that?
Now, your starting point could be either depending on the issue, it could be a physical issue. It could be a halachic perspective, like Cheskas Kashrus. Cheskas Kashrus is a presumed default status, not just because of a robe, but presumably because you give people that default status in principle as a matter of Kedushas Yisrael. Right? That's still a default status. It's not arbitrary. Same is true with, you know, tahara. The same is true with kashrus in other respects. It's not arbitrary, and it's not only based on, you know, hidden or real poles. Certain things are just the presumptive, and not all things. I agree with you in some cases, but then when there's more than one, so that's often your starting point. And then when you have clashing presumptions, then the question is just a question of adding them up, or is there a way to determine which is the more updated one, the more relevant one, the more accurate one from halachic point of view? And then you have all sorts of factors that come into play in that regard.
But the Rebbe is also subscribing to two definitions of chazaka. One definition of chazaka is the presumed status because of our principle that you.
No, I'm just saying that in some cases and in many cases the default is a chazaka. I'm not saying that all chazakas are based on default. Sometimes you move past the default and then it becomes the last known chazaka. I don't think those are two different usages. I'm just saying that in addition, in many cases where you don't have any evidence whatsoever, which you were claiming before, makes the whole thing arbitrary and equivalent to saying you can just to decide where you want to, what you want to consider to be poshet to your starting point. I'm saying in those cases, often, these are some examples of them, that it's not correct. There's a default presumptive status, which has the same meaning as other presumptive status. It's just that they're an absence of, you can't go back any further. It's the beginning of the story. Whereas in other cases, we know you're starting from a later point and we already have physical evidence. So if somebody's a Russia, let's say everybody has a cheskes kashrus as a default, that's a presumptive status, not a rule. But then somebody was a Russia. Well, he did a ma'is aveira, shechayim malchus, and he's possibly edus, and he has a shame Russia. So now his new default status is that he's a Russia until we know that he did tshuva and neutralized that and became something else. That doesn't mean we're using the phrase in two different ways. We just mean that in the second case, we have evidence that something took place which has updated us and made the default is not rendered, you know, objectively, you know, insignificant. We're saying it's no longer relevant or the most relevant chazak. It's old news for this case. Well, we don't have new information. It's not old news, right? So what happens when the rove points to, you know, a certain moment or chazaka or, you know, or default in a way differently than, let's say, other chazakas do. And especially if those other chazakas aren't the usual buksakas types, they're more chazaka dahashta, chazaka demikara types.
So
in those cases, then you have to figure out not only the strength of the one, you can say, oh, one way to approach it is, and that's the way that many understand Rubim Chazaka Rubim Adif, or Chazaka de Mikar versus Chazaka de Hashta, or Tartila Reyesa, etc., is that you have, all the factors are relevant, and the question is, you know, what do you do when you have multiple forces on different sides? You have a war in your hands. And that's the way some people understand it. Oh, this is a weaker Chazaka, a stronger Chazaka, a Bavara, a Machria, etc. Or, in some cases, what you're really trying to say is, we never have more than one force. We're always trying to figure out, based on certain kolim, which is the single, accurate, relevant halachic source. And that's the approach that you're taking.
But here we're being with Sari two different things in order to beat the rove. So it's not as if there's only one
so that's,
we're using
I think that's Noah's question, which is, if you were to take, instead of looking at this together, Svek Sveka, which is Heter, but you were to take each part of the Safek HaShokol and put it up against the rove, you might have more difficulty saying this.
That's
a good point. That's his point.
And that's what Tosos told, but Tosos
are
actually saying that.
That's a bold point.
That's not a weakness in the pshat. That might be why Tosos is saying it.
Right.
That's
no,
just what Tosos
HaRash
says. We're trying to think of a beer in Tosos HaRash.
He's looking at that.
Nobody
one.
Else says like that. Everybody else sounds like you. But in Tosos HaRash.
Right.
That's how he's looking at it. Oh. Nasha, yeah.
I think Nasha wants to reveal what they told him in the B'nai Brak.
We already know. We already know.
Which we didn't find out.
I know it's relevant to the last part. I could. what I don't get is why you need to go to Pnei Yeshua for this Tosos HaRash, because you know, again, just the you know, the sequence of events in the Rush is that, you know, they first ask, why do you have, you know, why don't you go bust the Cheses Kashrus when you have just one suffix, you know, suffix, Tachvein and Tachto. So they say you have a rose. They say if you have a rose, then you don't have a Svetzvik in the first place. So what the, isn't what the Rush saying is that, but then you go back to the Cheses Hetcher because the rove says that she's the Nevelis Barasa. So that's good. So you throw that suffix away. There's no more suffix if she's if it's onus or rotzen. It's definitely rotzen. You have rove. Now you're left only with the suffix of tachtaveina tachta of tachtaveina tachta. So you have a chesed heter which has nothing to do with the rove that just says.
So then it's not sveksveika. The Gemara says sveksveika. You're telling me it's really not a chesveika. You're telling me it's a chesed heter. The Gemara says
right.
Sveksveika.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so you're saying that it really has to come because...
He's giving
some
the Gemara why you have a Sveksveika, not you subtract and you're left with the Cheska Seter.
Okay. All right, yeah, okay.
Nice, but she also, a little partial thinking that Sveksveika is really wrong.
The way
like the Shulchan Aruch, I think, doesn't say that.
The way you're using the robe here, the way you're saying the Rush, that they use the robe as a methodology of assignment, certain
Africa. Picking,
right,
sort
picking
of
certain Chazaka. So you only do that if it's going to decide it, but if it's only be one half of a double issue, you don't use it.
Right.
That's basically what you said.
Yeah.
So to me, I just don't believe, where does he get this from? Because Rove in general seems to be more of a logical choice. Things are more persuasive. It's the concept of Rove in general. The Rove is a more persuasive choice, but the Rush clearly doesn't work.
I mean, we find different things. Like on the one hand, we have Ruch HaZakah Ruda, but we have Soklan al Chazakos. We don't kill based on
Rove. It is very logical, and that's why it dictates which Chazaka you should choose. It gives it more power and logic.
But you're saying that outcome is not what's persuading me, the logic of the outcome. It's just the fact the way it works that creates an outcome.
Right.
So I think maybe I'm just thinking out loud that maybe there's a kind that has once been above and Akhirab and Mahato is in the best. The
Ruba Kakula. Rav Chaim.
The Ruba Kakula. It fixes the outcome. That's cool.
But Rav Chaim's point was that you can't say Ruba Kakula if you first don't say Azina Basarov.
Right.
So I thought that's a great example. I agree with that. Meaning, yeah, because the rove does, even if it's not machriya directly, because it's not arbitrary when you pick a rove, then it could be that the rove does more than one thing. And in a case where you only have a rove, so the rove is just, like you said before, that's the logic of it, because it's part of probability, it's mathematical. So we can rest comfortably, whether it's machra or bira or whatever, but, right? But even without that, just like you find in Ruba Kakulo, that Ruba Kakulo is different than it's Vada, it's the consensus, but it's based on Azina Basar Rove. So even though Azina Basar Rove isn't deciding it, so Azina Basar is saying, oh, this is still the most probable, the one that we're both comfortable with. So too here, even though the Rove isn't deciding it, the Rove is deciding, we're determining which Chazaka we're most comfortable with to be the Mavar, to be the either the Mavar or the Makri of this thing. So that's a great
general. Well, right here, maybe understand, but when you figure out Ruba Kakula, there's got to be a different masuya. You know, when we're here with that, we're saying Rove,
no, you're just using
Rutzon, Kakula of
what? I'm not saying Ruba Kakula applies.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying just like,
just
like Rove, which isn't Ruba Kakula, is the foundation for Ruba Kakula.
Oh, I see.
So too, right, saying exactly? So too, Rove can be, doesn't have to be Machria, but it can decide.
Like the outcome of the sum.
Or where are you going to turn for the outcome?
Right. Okay. So let's just, let's get to the end. So now I have a kasha. Let's bring it back to the tesis. The Tosfos HaRash is willing to assume that the Rove Ratzon in a Chanami is a Rove De'oraisa. Not like Tosfos, that a Rove Ratzon is only a Rove De'rabanan, but it's a Rove De'oraisa. And you're not going to say Ruch HaZaka Ru Adif against the Sveika for the fancy Hasbro that we just said. So L'chor Rove Makom Chad Sveika, back to the beginning, if you have a Pu'esha Sitzra Pu'chus Mivas Gimel, you only have one Safik if she's Safik Onei Safik Ratzon, and you have a Rov Gomer De'oraisa telling you that it's Ratzin, so the Chori should say Ruv Chazaka Ruv Adif. And if that's the case, why would the Rosh say the Pechus Mivaz Gimel is only because of Sveika De'oraisa L'chumra? You have one Sveik, Rov tells you Ratzin. You only have one Sveik, Ones or Ratzin, Ruv Chazaka Ruv Adif. It should be more than just Sveika De'oraisa L'chumra. The Rosh says Mefarish, in both cases, even Anxious Israel, Bechus Mivaz Gimel, is only Mishim Sveika De'oraisa L'chumra. So, what I think the Pshat is that you have to go back to the third Pnei Yeshua? Second Pnei Yeshua. The Tosas had a Kasha, why Ve'ishis Yisrael Bechus Mivaz Gimel is she Asura because it's one Suffolk, she has a Cheskas Kasheris. Tosas answers, no, you have a Rov Ratzin. He says, yeah. But what about Pita Ketana Ones? Maybe when she was Nivala, when she was a Ketana. And when she's Nivala, when she was a Ketana, you're not going to say that you have a Rov Ratzin. There's no coal. The only reason to say Rov Ratzin is because there's no coal here. There's no coal when it comes to Pita Ketana Ones. So maybe she's still Muteres. She should be Muteres. Because we have a Suffolk Ones, which means two things. Suffolk Ones, a Ratzin when she's a Gedola. And Pitua Ketana Ones when she's a Ketana. So the Rov only tells you, so the Rov Ratzin is built on the fact that Ones has a coal. There's no coal by Pitua Ketana Ones. So what are the Pnei Yeshua answer? Pnei Yeshua answer, no, you have a Cheskas Aguf against the Pitua Ketana Ones. Against the Pitua Ketana Ones, you have a Cheskas Aguf telling you that she was Nivala when she was a Gedola. So Eishas Yisrael B'chuzim V'azgimel, if you want to know, she's a Surah because you have one topic, Ones or Ratzon. Now you have two reasons to tell me Ones. Ones means two things. You have Ones, Pito Ektana Ones, and you have Ones when she's a Gedola. So Zakta Pnei Yeshua, what Tosas means is, you have a Cheskas Aguf telling you that she was Nivala when she was a Gedola. That neutralizes the Pito Ektana Ones too. And now when she's a Gedola, we want to know, was it Ones or was it Ratzon? Tosas is saying, Ruv Chazaka Ruba Adiv. So maybe what the Tosas Arash will tell you, the Tosas Arash is Lishitasi in the previous Tosas. The Tosar Rosh in the previous Tosas learns that you don't have a real Cheskas Aguf here because you have a Tartu L'Reyes HaKonekdo. What would the Cheskas Aguf tell you? The Cheskas Aguf here would tell you that she's Nivala when she's a Gedola. First of all, Hari Be'ula L'Fanecha. And you have a Cheskas Kashrus telling you that Pito Ektana Oinsu. So just like the Tosas Rosh in the previous Tosas says, when you have a Tartu L'Reyes against the Cheskas Aguf, it's not a mikvah upon him. You say that it creates a Safi in the Cheskas Aguf. So I think you could say the same thing here as well. Dehainu. The Tosas HaRosh just got on saying the Pamakom Svek Sveka, when you have a Chazaka which is built on two things, Ones or Lo Tachta, you're not going to say Ruva Chazaka Ruba Adif, because the Rov only tells you half the story, the Hesbred that we just did. So L'chori, he's saying the same thing here also. You have Rov Ratzin. Rov Ratzin. But you have two reasons to say Ones. You have Ones when she's a Gedola. You also have an Ones on the side of Pitua Ketana Onesu. So the Rov can't be Machriya. The Rov only tells you when she's a Gedola. The Rov only tells you when she's a Gedola that it was Baratzin. The Rov Ratzin doesn't tell you anything about Pitua Ketana Onesu. And therefore, you're just like B'makom real Sveik Sveika, you're not going to say Ruv Chazaka Ruv Adif. When the Rov only tells you it's only Machriya against the Safik Ones, Safik Ratzon, you're still left with the Lo Tachtav. Here also, within one Safik of Ones, you have two possibilities. You have an Ones of Pitua Ketana Ones, and you have a Tzad of Ones when she's a Gedola. The Rov Ratzon only tells you half the story. You're not going to say Ruva Chazaka, Ruva Adif. What are you going to tell me? That the Cheskas Aguf is already Machriya against the Pitua Ketana Ones too? The Pitua Ketana Ones says the Pnei Yeshua, no, you have a Cheskas Aguf Kenegdo. The Cheskas Aguf Kenegdo tells you that she was Nivala when she is a Gedola. The answer is no. The answer is the previous Tosas HaRosh, the Be'etzim, you have a Tartu L'Reyesa against the Cheskas Aguf. The Cheskas Aguf telling you that she was Nivala when she is a Gedola has a Tartu L'Reyesa Kenegdo. Hari Be'ulul Fanecha and a Pitua Ketana Ones. Mamela, you lost that. What are you left with? You're left with maybe Ones Ratzon. So the Ruva Chazaka, Ruva Adif, telling you that she was Nivala B'Ratzon when she's a Gedola, doesn't tell you half the story. Maybe she was a Pitua Ketana Ones. You have a Cheskas Aguf. Can I get the Pitua Ketana Ones? No, you have a Tartu L'Reyes against the Cheskas Aguf. So So I think both rushes, when they go together, first of all, the yesod of telling you that you have a rov, you're not going to say ruv chazaka, ruv adif, if the rov can't be machri against the entire chazaka, when you have a harkava of two different reasons to mater, to create a cheskas kasher, so only a rov, which is against half of it, you're not going to say. So here also, you have two different reasons to mater her by eshes rov b'chusim bas gibel. Pitoi ketana ones, coupled with the fact that maybe she was ones when she was a gedola. And the rov ratzon kenegdo only tells you half the story. The rov ratzon, the fact that there's no kol that creates the rov, that doesn't tell you anything about pitoi ketana onesu. So you're not going to say ruv chazaka ruva adif. And if you want to tell me, this goes back to the first point also. I'll just backtrack for 1 second. One could ask the pshat that we just said before, yeah, that the Tosas Rosh, when you have a rov ratzon, he asks, why doesn't that break the Svek Sveika in general? You have Svek Sveika in the Gemara, Svek Ones, Svek Ratzon, Imtum Salomar. Ratzon maybe was low tachtov. So fancy Hezber with Rav Nachum that since the Rov Ratzon doesn't tell you anything about the low tachtov, she's Muteris. Low tachtov, the previous Tosa said, Adarab, you have a Cheskas Aguf against the low tachtov. Just like Beishas Kohen, we want to know, tell me that she was Nivola, low tachtov, Cheskas Kashrus. So it says, no, you have a cheskas aguf telling you that she was nivela tachtov. Okay, so why not say the same thing here? What's the Tosafot saying? That the rov ratzon doesn't tell you that it was lo tachtov? Still have a cheskas kashrus who was lo tachtov? Kenegdo, you already have a cheskas aguf telling you that it was nivela tachtov. And now you have only ratzon or ones, ruva chazaka, ruva adiv.
You want to basically apply this the opposite now. You want to
the
say
answer is Tosafot is loshitase. The answer is that Tosafot doesn't have a cheskas aguf. Kenegdo, the low tachtov, because he has a tartil reyes, so a kenegdo. Hare bu'ula lefanecha, plus the cheskas kasheris. That tells you not to say the cheskas aguf, that she's nevela tachtov. Memela, you still have a cheskas hetter. Memela, you're not going to say ruv chazaka ruva adav. And even in the case of chad sveika, it's the same thing. Chad sveika ones or ratzon, but even in the tzad ones, you can break it down into two. Pitoi ketana ones and safek bigdola. And therefore, you're not going to say Ruva Chazaka, Ruva Adif, if the Tzad Rov only tells you the Tzad of Ones when she's a Gedola, not the Tzad Ones of Pito Ektan Onesu. Memela, it remains as a suffix, because you're not going to be Machria with the Rov. But Memela, the Rav says, both cases are only Sveik Derais Lacha. Shkoyach.
Let's see what Rabbi Reese has to say about this next one. I think we're all ready for it.